guys, welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat. Listen, when I tell you what it took to get this person on my show, y'all would not believe it. But I have the Rosy Perspective on my podcast. Give it up. Give it up.
Yeah. Girl, yeah. The struggle was so real, but we are here.
Oh my goodness, y'all don't understand, but I'm so excited because this week I'm gonna be talking about casual sex, and I needed a woman's perspective on this because men out here will tell you something crazy like, you know, hot girl city or hot girl summer, and y'all can't do what we can do and yada, yada, yada. And hey, I have my own opinion on that. But I wanted to not make it too biased. So I added my girl Rosy on here, and we're just gonna have an honest conversation about casual sex and if it's possible for women to actually do that, and what are the benefits or consequences of that for any woman who decides to do that. So, starting off, Rosy, what's your definition of casual sex? Like, what does that look like?
For me, I think the definition would be anytime I text you or hit you up, it's like, we're just fucking, we're not really having deep conversations. It's very surface level. It's like right. A friendship, but not really a friendship, but we both know why we're here type of thing.
Right.
And I think it's just that, very casual.
But listen, this reminds me of college. after a party at college, or after the night's ended, everyone's kind of the YWD text, like, where you at, what you doing, what's good. Now, in college, that's okay, but obviously, we're all going through a pandemic now, right? So everyone's kind of in the flow of, listen, either I have a boo or I don't have a boo. And if I don't have a boo, like, I'm trying to be out here. I'm trying to meet as many people as possible. And, you know, the City Girls came out with Hot Girl Summer. And it really promotes casual encounters, right? But I was having a conversation with one of my friends because she was getting flued out by this guy who... they're just casually seeing each other. And the conversation came up to sex. And I was like, okay, well, he's about to fly you out there. Are you going to sleep with him? She said, it depends, right? She's okay. Not sure. And I was like, okay, but if it's casual, why does it matter?
Why isn't she sure?
Well, she was like, well, I like him, but he's not looking for anything serious. So we're just casually hanging out.
She needs to casually fuck him. Like, girl.
I was like, what? That doesn't make no sense. But go ahead.
Because if she felt that way, then don't go. And I'm not saying the only reason to go is to smash. But okay, right. He doesn't want anything serious. You're talking to him. You haven't quite, I don't know if they've met yet or it's just been online.
Yeah.
But now you're going to put yourself in a position to physically be in his presence. She gonna fuck him. She's lying. Bye, girl.
Right. I was like, who are you fooling? But then I was like, you're setting yourself up for the okie doke anyways. Because I said, the reason why you're hesitant is because you do like him.
Exactly.
But he's not ready to give you what you want. So you're willing to go with the flow, right? Okay, well, we're just gonna do what we do, and hopefully he's gonna upgrade his feelings and his emotions.
Girl, she's setting herself up for a failure. I've definitely been that person. Oh yeah, I'm gonna change his mind. No, the fuck I didn't. Okay.
I'm like, splits on the dick. Singing on the microphone is not going to change this man's mind. And I think a lot of times is most of these casual encounters that most women get into is because of that reason. It's not because I'm just here doing me. Now, don't get me wrong. There's periods where you're just like, listen, I don't want nothing. Like, I probably just got out of a bad breakup, or I've just came out of a long relationship and I'm just trying to do me. But most of the times, people that I feel personally, and you know, maybe you might think the same way, is that you are feeling somebody. The person decides, nah, I'm not ready to be in a relationship, but you still want to be with that person, even if it's crumbs, even if it's just, you know what, we're just having sex and that's what it is. I'll rather take that than not have you at all.
Yep, absolutely.
And I think, go ahead.
I had someone that I was talking to and he was telling me, like, you know, his sister was messing with this dude and they were talking, but I guess she'd be batshit crazy. So at some point in time, he obviously started talking to another woman because she went to his house and she seen like lingerie. Obviously it wasn't hers. So eventually he's like, I think we just need to be friends. She was obviously very salty because she's like, what the fuck? So then she decides to be like, okay, but can we at least continue to fuck? And he said no, and she was salty. And I'm like, and talking to her brother, he was just like, you know, I don't know why she would continue on to fuck him. I'm like, because for her, it's better than nothing. And if he says no to fucking, like, that's like a completely game, like that's a complete game changer. Like, wait, and you don't want to fuck me? Like, what the hell? And that
right does
something to egos, because we don't get turned down. So
right we don't handle rejection. Plus she put herself out. Listen, I don't know where I heard this from, but it's true. Don't ever let a man tell you no and he doesn't want you twice.
Yes, girl. I always hear that. Don't let a man tell you twice he don't want you. Who are you telling? Okay?
And I mean, the fact is that he told you he doesn't want to see you anymore. He's dealing with someone else. That's the first blow. And then you was like, okay, but can we still sleep together?
Girl.
Honey. This dude probably was like, yo, the fuck? Like,
and he said no. So
Like, you just...
pity dick. Like, sometimes dudes will feel bad and be like, you know what, let me just give her dick off some pity. And he still said no. So I'm like, she would have been setting herself up, because all she's trying to do is to continue to fuck him and then hope that he says, you know what, let's continue. And if he doesn't, he's gonna be all types of stuff. But he told you, sis, so it would have been your fault.
And the thing is, he told you with his full chest, his full chest, he said no. No, damn. So off the basis of that, do you think that women are truly built for casual sex? Why?
I am not. I know I'm not. I will say that until I'm blue in the face. Listen, if we fucking, you my man, okay?
Right. Thank you. Okay. We go together. We go together, okay?
Like, see, for me, honestly, okay, I don't really try it. There was one time, okay, the two times I've tried it, was under the circumstances you said. We started quote unquote talking, and then they end up saying like, oh, I'm not really looking for a relationship, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, cool. So what I have to do is I have to have a talk with myself to decide whether or not I want to continue the sexual relationship, knowing that it's not gonna be that. And I tried it twice. The first time I tried it was maybe like, I don't know, like 9 years ago.
Right.
And I was like, okay, cool. He's like, I'm not looking. So cool. Every time I hit him up, I'm like, so what's up with the dick? Okay. Like, you know, I made it very casual. Talk about your day, papa. Like,
right. Right.
And it got to the point that after like a few times of me going over there, after a while, he's just like, you know, I feel some type of way. I'm like, why? He's just like, because it's like, you only come over here for dick.
But that's the arrangement.
Bam. He's the one that said whatever. Guys don't like to also feel used, though. They be fronting like they're open for casual sex, too, and they're not.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. They front so hard. It's because a lot of women start catching feelings in the middle of their little situation. So that's why they can continue to act like it doesn't faze them. When you are real gutter and cutthroat about what you're doing as a woman and saying, no, listen, you are supplying penis and you're not sleeping over, I'm not spending the night, like, I'm going, they're gonna be like, yo, what the hell? Like,
yeah, they don't like that as much as they
do.
They do not like that, girl. They be offended. They be like, so you're only gonna call, sir, you said you weren't looking for anything. So I had to mentally prepare myself to just continue to have it casually. So eventually we cut it off, and then I tried it again a second time. That one was more recent, and again, he's not really looking for a relationship, whatever. And I'm like, okay, cool. And so, you know, he was talking, he's like, oh, you like me, da da da. I'm like, nah, we just fucking, like, at this point, I'm already, again, mentally prepared to that's just what's it's gonna be, because I wasn't seriously talking about anybody. So right. At one point he said something, and I'm like, nigga, please, I wouldn't even wife you. Right. And he was mad offended. Like, he's like, wouldn't want me to be your man? I'm like, why are you offended when you've already made a statement that you're not looking? But because right. I said it out loud, he felt like, how dare you? So guys right. aren't really right. that open. I don't know, girl.
Not only are they not open, that's a level of rejection, right? So yes. They're so happy to reject us, right? To say, listen, I know you want a relationship, but I'm just going to give you this dick. You take it or you don't. And most of us go, okay, like, it's cool. It's whatever. That's what I want. In the group chat, girl. He wants to be my man. He don't even know it.
Shit talking, girl.
Right. And you just be like, okay, so what are we doing? Where are we going? Like, it's not built for me. But the minute, as you said, you tell this guy, like, listen, I said I don't want to be with you. He's going to be like, excuse me? What do you mean you don't want to be with me? And I'm correct. Telling you, that hurts them on a soul level. On yeah. a soul level. So ladies, if you are out here and you are thinking about engaging in casual sex, and you trying to hurt this dude, hit him where it hurts. Tell this nigga you do not want to be with him. You do not like him like that. He is just here to supply that D and he can keep it moving. Don't even let this nigga sleep at your house. Don't let him cuddle you. Don't boo talk. Don't boo love. Like, literally be like, okay, I have a meeting in the morning. Are you going?
Yeah, you gotta hit. Sometimes you gotta hit a nigga with, so what you about to do?
Yeah,
niggas get hit with that too. They think only chicks get hit. Nigga, what you about to do?
Yeah,
you about to roll out? Like,
yeah. And then if he texts you the next day, don't even text back. You busy? Like,
yes, busy.
So, real quick,
I'll just say the one last thing I'll say is, so for me, I did try them those two times. So again, I mentally prepared myself because I didn't have anything going on, and I was kind of like, you know, I ain't married. Every time I get with a nigga, I always say marriage because I be joking like, oh, that's my husband. Well, obviously, it's not. I've never been married. But I was like, you know what? Let me try the casual sex. Like I said, the first time was like 9 years ago. So I try to run it back more recently.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not going to front. For me, like, it feels a little cheap. Like, I feel like I want more. Like, I just feel like, I don't know, like, I'm worth more than that. And yeah, I'm giving my goods and I'm getting something too. But for me, like, I'm very, like, into my feelings and emotional. So again, like I said, I had to, like, mentally prepare myself to have this casual sex because I'm trying to figure myself out and see what I can do. Like, okay, that happened. Now, for me personally, I don't want more casual sex. Like, I just feel like it's not sufficient enough, personally.
Mm,
I want to be able to text you and also talk about other things and also, you know, have that flirtatiousness. And I don't want it to be casual where you're only hitting me up to be like, oh, are you gonna be up tonight? And then I'm hitting you up because it's like, wait, I'm fire. There's more
right.
to me.
Exactly. Like, do you not understand this here, this hot box is coming with this hot ass personality and dope conversation and everything else. And I feel you. I definitely do, because I was having this conversation with my friend and I was just like, I'm not built for it. I'm a relationship type of girl. I've always been like, and I'm not talking about like, I date you. I'm talking about long-term monogamous relationships because I don't like feeling like I can't even talk to you. Like, I want to be like, yo, this is my dude. Listen, hey. What, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I want to text you at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Like, actual conversation, like, you can't even say good morning to, like, you just gotta be like, so what are you doing Friday? Like, nah, yo, that's not cheap. Like, I need some more depth, I need more in-depth conversations, I need more. I want to feel desired and wanted and not just sexually, because that doesn't really work for me. Of course, you want to be desired sexually as well, but I want that to also be with other things. I don't, that doesn't flatter me. Like, so like when dudes on the internet be like, oh, like when they, you know, guys, when they be like, oh yeah, your thighs looking thick, or turn around, or like, you know, when it's sexually, like comments that are made sexually, like, okay, every woman wants to hear nice things, but it's just like, for me, it's just like, okay, whatever. And I roll my eyes because it's like, I see where your mind's at. And that's not the desire I strictly want, is just for you to see me as like this sex
as a sexual object that you could just use and dump and throw away. No, I completely agree. And then even for me, it's the mental stimulation. For me, I can't even think about having sex with you if we can't even converse and hold conversation, and not just hold conversation as just two people just flowing, but can we really go there? Can you really stimulate me to the point where I'm like, oh my God, okay, this man is undressing me here in my mind first, and then my body follows. And it's really, really hard because I was like, I might have a little hot girl summer. Let me just see if I'm built for these streets. Let me tell you, girl, I was back at home in 5 seconds. I was at home for 5 seconds. Like, I literally had somebody who showed interest. We knew each other. So I was like, okay. And I was, I'm about that life. And then I was like, hold on. He's really not hitting me up, asking me how I'm doing, how's my day, like, what I'm used to. I was just like, my phone is dry as hell. Like,
dry as hell.
Hold on, like, let me call my girl real quick. Hey, is my phone work? Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure, like, I got connection, nothing. Like, it was just radio silence. And then it was like, okay, it's around time. Like, oh, you might be coming through. And I was like, at that point, I was like,
it just feels not,
No. And I was like, what effort did you put in to get to this point?
Wow.
What effort?
For me, mama, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. Like, at some point, it's like, you have to really look within yourself. Again, some women can do it, and I'm not saying if you decide to engage in casual sex you don't have self-esteem. Some people, right. It's fine. But if you know internally that that's not going to fulfill you, like, for real, then don't set yourself up for that, because you're not built for that. If you're built for that, kudos to you. But if you're not, because I just feel like it chips away a little bit at your self-esteem each time you try to do it, because it's not you. Yeah, you're just trying to do something. But I'm not gonna front, I do have a couple homegirls that they could fuck casually for sure. Like, they have no problem where they're like, oh yeah, girl, I cut him off. I went to his house and then I packed my shit and was like, all right, bye, nigga. Like, they don't care. They don't have no feelings about it. Like, so they're built for that. I don't know. That got to, based on conversation, that got kind of from like, okay, but I'm giving some of these niggas that aren't giving me an orgasm or not satisfying me the box for free. So why don't I just fuck someone that can satisfy me? Orgasm where I'm getting something out of it, so we're both getting something out of it, and then I get to decide that, okay, that's all it is, I'm about to go home. But I feel like it's more of a control thing, because when you're in so many situations where, you know how many times, like, women technically you be fucking niggas and they don't deserve it. Like, you look back like, oh, I should have saved my coochie coupon from this nigga.
And then even when you do it, you be like, is that it? Like, is this it? And you're just like, wait, hold on one second. Like, this doesn't even count. Like, this
deleted.
Okay. Delete memory, delete experience.
No, seriously. So I think that's how, like, some friends end up like, you know what? I previously have messed with this guy, or I'm willing to try it. And then they realize it's good and they're willing to casually continue to fuck him because they're like, I'm getting something out of it too. He's not the only one. So they're just like, I'm in control of it and call it a day. So some of my friends are able to do it and I am not, but if you can do it, you strong. Okay.
if ladies could do it, that's amazing. But I wonder, how then do you cut off? Because casual to me means obviously lack of commitment, right? And I feel at some point you're being satisfied sexually, but you are suppressing other areas, I believe, in where you truly will need to feel that level of connection with the person you're sleeping with. Because there's nothing like laying in the bed with somebody and y'all just looking at each other and you can't even be like, yo, I had a shitty day today. And this person come and give you a hug and be like, yo, what's good? Like talk to me. Or you can't even go out with this person. You can't do nothing. Everything that you're doing is within the bed in the confinement of that room for 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes. And as you said, feeling used. Now, I'm not saying every woman who goes into it feels used, but it's you're leaving something with somebody. Every time you sleep with somebody, you are taking and receiving from them. And you are dropping off whatever it is in that person. And a lot of times is, if you don't know the nature and the character of the person that you're sleeping with, on a spiritual level, you don't know what they're depositing in you as a person. And you're here thinking to yourself, man, my energy shifted. I'm feeling stressed, I'm feeling anxious, I'm getting like this, I'm feeling, you know, all these different things. And sometimes you may not even attribute it to the person that you're sleeping with because you don't know what they're dealing with.
Yeah.
And you don't even know that now you're picking up their energy. And the more time you spend with somebody, the more time you're going to pick up their energy and you don't even know it.
So do you believe in like sexual transfer of energy? And it's funny because I did an episode similar to this recently, which will drop season 4. And I don't think I believe in like transfer of energy because I be positive and these niggas still be dry. So what the fuck am I not giving? Like, I don't know if that's accurate.
I do. But the thing is the transfer of energy. Most of the times is the because we're women, we receive, right? We are receivers. We receive life. We receive seeds. Listen, we could ride a guy's dick all he wants. That shit will dry off and they keep it moving, right? They come in us. We hold children. So their energy, and I'm not saying that their energy is more dominant, but we're able to hold that in our body. Our body.
Do you think it's like transferred that like sexually? Like if somebody's a Debbie Downer or they're always like, depressed, that I feel like, yeah, that could kind of like reflect on you. It's like being around a happy person. If they're happy, like, damn, you all fucking happy now, you hype. But like sexually, I don't know. Like this, I don't know, girl. I know people talk about it, but I'm not convinced.
I
be fired, so I don't understand.
I do because, and I heard this from somewhere, and it's so true. And they said the body is a muscle. We remember, it's a memory. We remember everything. Our body absorbs everything. You can remember the day when you broke your ankle or if you had a fracture or whatever. It may have happened years ago, but your body will remember that pain, that feeling, that emotion. Just like when you get digged down by someone amazing, that could be 10 years ago, your body would still be like, "Woo, girl, fanny flutters," like like you would remember, your body will respond to that. And that's a memory. So if you're dealing with somebody who is negative, who is this, let me position it this way. I think if you sleep with someone maybe once or two times, I don't think you're necessarily going to transfer anything, right? Uh-huh. Because you haven't been around their presence, their aura. The more times you engage sexually with somebody, the more times they're dropping in you, you're picking up. You're dropping in you, you're picking up. Especially if you're raw, if you're going raw and not using a condom. So there's like, you guys are skin to skin. That level of intimacy is deep. It is. I'm sorry, it's deep. It's not deserving for everybody. I mean,
it's not deserving for everybody. I agree with that. I'm
going to
test it out the next nigga.
Test it. Okay, let me tell you this. And it's not only because of trash penis. Sleeping with a guy with a condom and sleeping with a guy raw dog. Okay? Say you do that a couple of times. I'm telling you, when a condom slide off, if your feelings are down here, girl, you be dreaming about this dude tomorrow.
You're right.
I'm here for him. You be looking at your phone. You be daydreaming. You're planning your wedding, your children, your babies.
It's the wedding planning for me.
Sis. It's the wedding planning for me. It's the kid's name for me. It's the black love for me. Like,
guys are probably listening to this episode like, oh, nah, chicks be fucking crazy after the date. I mean, we just giving you a little insight. We be planning some shit on the back end, for real, for real. Okay.
For real. This is what happens in the group chat, y'all. Like, when it goes down, when, you know, when your girl's about to leave you and, you know, you left the night and she's right on that FaceTime, like, girl, let me tell you about last night. Like, it's serious. And especially if it's good penis, that's why that's so, for me, is dangerous. Because if it's good, I don't want it to be casual. I'm sorry. Right.
Because I'm just... Yeah, I'm also sleeping with other people. That's a line I'm not ever willing to cross. Now, if you're doing it, if we're, you know, started talking and we started to mess around and I don't know, but I'm going to ask you because I don't give a fuck. I always ask. Now, if you're not truthful, that's one thing. I can't control that. But if you say, yeah, you know, I'm also sleeping. You what?
Right. You say what?
No, I can't. I can't do that, Papa. So that's why, like, the whole casual sex doesn't work for me. Like, if I am fucking with somebody, like, we're either in a relationship or we're talking heavy and we're about to be a relationship, or it's like a relationship, like something like that. But just to be like, oh yeah, you know, he comes over once a month or whenever he can. Yeah, I can't. I'm just too emotional. Like, I want to ask you how your day is. Like, I want to ask you. Say, did you eat?
Like, I want you to be like, yo, babe, I found this spot. Do you want to go to? Do you want to keep? Like, I don't want. What? Like, what? And then I gotta find out you're doing this with somebody else too.
Yeah, no, man.
So I'm not even special. Okay. Correct. So that little thing that you did there wasn't for me. That was what you know. That's your signature move for her. In her.
My spirit, child. I can't do it, Papa. I cannot.
And then it's like, are you using protection with them?
Right.
As well? So now the health component comes up. Like, are you safe every time with this person?
So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
So, casual sex. I feel like I know your answer based on our conversation. I had a friend that was casually fucking this dude. He lived in a different state, but he would come up occasionally and they would fuck raw at that. Don't ask me why. But she was afraid to ask him if he was sleeping with anyone else. And I'm like,
oh no.
Raw at that. He comes up every so often from another state and you don't even feel comfortable? She never asked him the whole time.
No. See, if you aren't comfortable having the sexual health conversation, you shouldn't be having sex. Period.
Ma'am.
Period. And especially, why are you scared to ask somebody? This is your life. Pregnancies, like, you could come up with a sexually transmitted infection that is incurable, whether that is herpes, whether that is HIV AIDS, because you were scared
to ask him. Yep.
Oh, and
not gonna make a difference, but he did live in Atlanta. In Atlanta, he yes,
not Atlanta.
I'm gonna call him. I'll fucking ask him. Okay. Asking my damn self, because I'm like, how do you
listen, I wouldn't even be asking you. I'll be asking you, do you sleep with men? Do you sleep with, I mean, this, listen, the questions for sexual health has to be, who are you sleeping with? Have you engaged in sex with men? Are you sexually fluid? Like, what do you think about that? When was the last time that you got tested? Can we get tested together? Can I see your results? Do you wear condoms? What do you think about contraception? Like, these are questions that people don't ask anymore.
Yeah, but do you, I know, so we're Black, and I know we can't speak for everybody. I know Black and brown people. Do you feel like white people be having this conversation? Because I know oftentimes they be nasty.
They are
making a point to say, like, you know, Black people, we have to start asking people cat when we're
because I feel like white people are king and queens of casual encounters and hookups.
That's true. They move on very fast. They sleep with whoever, whenever. They hop from people to people. Not all of them, guys.
So no, not all. Not all, but hookup culture.
I have a new boyfriend each week, and I don't care. And I'm just like,
yeah, like hookup culture for them is like nothing. Like they just be kissing in the clubs. Like you don't even know these. Like it's within their culture. But I think it's they have those conversations in terms of more so contraception, not necessarily sexual health. It's more so the moms are putting their daughters on birth control at like 11 or 12. Do you see what I'm saying? Where our moms is like, shit, let me come at 11. My mom putting me on birth control. Oh my God. Like, you're not even having sex. And if you have, like, listen, you're out this house, you're a grown woman.
The birds and bees conversation. Like, it doesn't even
happen. It's not even happening. You're learning about sex through, you know, the fast girl on the street. Like, you know, you're. That's true. You know, or reading Zane or the coldest whatever, Omar Tyree. You just be like, here, like, this is what's going on.
You know, I was reading that shit all through high school and I didn't even think about it. Like, it didn't even seem like a big deal, but they were, Zane especially, the books were explicit. Like,
so it was hella explicit, like Fly Girl. Like, my first book was Fly Girl, and I was sitting here like, oh my God. Me too. And I was here like, oh my God, like in the back of the bus, like, hold on a second. Like, what is going on here? And that's our level of conversation, not for most people, but for a lot of people. But I feel like even when we're older, the conversation just doesn't come up. Like, I just feel like people just are like, YOLO, like, okay, like, we're gonna do what it do. And I'm gonna get tested if I start burning or itching or whatever. And if I don't have those symptoms, I'm good. I'm clean. Yeah. And a lot of people don't actively test themselves.
I feel like
a lot of men don't. No.
They wait for the woman that they're sleeping with. If she don't have symptoms, then I'm cool. And they may be asymptomatic, but whatever her result is whatever it is. So if you got a little trifling chick that never gets tested and you never get tested, you two non-tested motherfuckers. Like, so nobody knows what's happening in there and you guys don't care to find out?
No, but also in terms of if we're doing something casual, I think a lot of people thinking I'm casually dating you or sleeping with you. I don't need to ask you, which is weird.
Yes, that's true. I think they don't want to feel like they're trying to act like a girlfriend or act like a boyfriend, which I think is dumb. But
which is crazy because we're acting like a boyfriend and girlfriend in the bed, like you singing on the microphone. You know, he eating peach cobbler. I don't understand.
I know. I think it picks and chooses. So, okay, another thing, let's say about casual sex, because I know we're really talking about casual sex in like a super casual way. And I think some listeners may also be like, okay, but I've had instances where I've had casual sex and maybe they have engaged in, hey, how was your day conversation? Because not everyone's casual sex looks the same. And I mean, for the most part, I feel, okay, a lot of people are in their feelings, but there are people that are kind of detached. And I feel like a man and a woman that's like, oh yeah, I don't give a fuck. I fuck that nigga every once a week or whenever I feel like it. And a guy, I feel like sometimes they are still able to have conversations like, oh yeah, like what you about to do Friday? Oh yeah, I'm about to go out with my girls or my boy or how was work? Oh my God, work was annoying. So I think there may be circumstances. I don't know about them. But for me,
I don't even think that's casual sex. Well, I call that friends with benefits. Like, that's your friend that you, well, it's casual. Is it casual, though? See, here we go. Here we go. Right. Okay, so here we go. Yes, because when I think casual, I think.
Okay, I get what you're saying now.
I think we don't have any solid foundation outside of the bedroom. Now, when you get into friends with benefits, situationships, these are people that have something. So whether it's a friendship or whether it's a situation where they like each other, they're exploring, they may be dating, but they're not in a relationship. It's this kind of like gray, murky water of, listen, you're more than just sex to me. but we haven't reached the level of commitment for whatever reason.
So do you feel like casual sex is like bottom tier, like that's the bottom level, and then it's friends with benefits, then situationship, and then relationship? Do you think casual sex is like smack dab at the bottom?
I think so, because when I'm thinking
you're right, because friends with benefits is exactly that. I'm your friend, but I also throw in a little something on the side.
Right, like, and I know, yeah, right. It's like, okay, we know that makes sense. Yeah, we cool, and we fuck from time to time, okay, and we keep it moving. Like, do you see what I'm saying? But then if you want to be like, you know, let's go out eat, like, okay, like, and it's nothing. No,
that makes sense.
Yeah, and you have those type of relationships. Me, on the other hand, listen, my heart, right. Lord knows my heart would be like, man, why choose me? Like, what's going on? Like,
no, seriously, if your vibe is that fire, you like fucking, you think they're obviously, you know, a cool person, you like their personality, but you want, like, no, what was the reason? Why was that reason?
Why not me? Why hurt? Like, I just can't. I can't. But yeah, I agree. Like, for me, casual is at the bottom, because casual, you can meet someone at the club randomly or on night out. You don't even know, on Insta, whatever. Like, is nothing really there. And it's just primarily like sexual. Like, we're just here to sleep with each other, fuck, and that's that. Mm-hmm. Then you have, for me, situationships, I put that slightly above, because I feel like, you know what, situationships, that's weird.
I feel like situationships are like, we together, but we not together, but I don't want you with nobody else, but you technically not my man, but you technically not my girl, but we have something, but I don't want you talking to nobody else, but I don't want you, like, it's a hot ass mess. Like,
oh my God, that's confusion.
Relationship is like above friends with benefits, because you've established that it's more than just friendship, but it's not solidified, nor does one person want it to be, because I don't know, it's some bullshit.
Girl, that's confusion. That right there is confusion. I'm sorry. I would rather take friends with benefits than that.
That's true. Hot mess. You're right. You're right.
Like, I'm gonna need to know what we're doing, because what we're not gonna be doing is you telling me like, we go together, but we not really together, but I'm gonna need you not to be answering his phone calls, or, and I don't need you to be signing her DM. Then what are we doing?
Yeah.
So you just don't want to be with me.
Correct.
For real.
The benefits in the box. You still want me to ask you if you ate. You still want me to like do all these extra stuff.
So you want a mom. That's what you want. You want a mom. And then that you can sleep with. Oh, hell no. I'm sorry.
Okay, so the women that do engage in casual sex, obviously we don't speak for all women. I'm just asking you your opinion.
Yeah.
Because I'm curious. Do you feel like they really have turned off the emotional parts in them, or do you think they're suppressing and putting on a front? Like, do you feel like...
I think there's both. There's different categories of women who engage in casual sex, and for different reasons. So I feel like there's some women who, due to past experiences, maybe it's traumatic, maybe it's abuse, maybe it's a shitload of things, and where they have emotionally cut themselves off, and okay, it's purely a transactional thing. And then we have the fakers, who know they want to be in something. He's not ready, so they're just going to pretend. Oh, yeah, I'm cool with this. Oh, yeah, I'm built for this. Oh, for tough. And then in the bed crying at night, or like, man, what's going on? Like, what are we doing? So I just feel like there's different categories and levels. And listen, we've all gone through either side. I know for me, I have been like, I'm about this life, and then realize in 2.5 seconds, I'm not. And then there was a point in my time where I was like, right, you talking to me? I'm a savage. You know, when that Rihanna song came out, "You Need Me," like, listen, anyone who is talking to me right now, you're going to get your feelings hurt. And I don't care. And I was in that place because I was hurt, right? So hurt people. But where I'm at in my life now, like, I realize, like, there's nothing about me that's casual.
Yeah.
There is nothing about me that is casual. So to play myself that way, I'm doing myself a disservice because he's benefiting.
Exactly.
Off of my time, my energy, because when you have casual sex, like, you just don't come up here like rolled up in the platter. Like, you get ready, you put in time, you put in effort. Like, you just don't roll up in there like, okay, let's go ahead and do this. Like, no, like, just getting ready for a dick appointment, like, ladies, men, if you don't understand, that in itself is time, okay? Do you know how long it takes to shave, to wax, to laser? Like, all of this in preparation for some penis, it's no light work. It costs money. It costs time. It's painful. It's uncomfortable. Just so y'all can slide in for 5 seconds, if y'all washed yourselves correctly and trimmed down there correctly, and you're about to tell me that that's casual?
Yeah. No, ma'am. No, you're right.
No, there's nothing casual about it. So what are the actual benefits of casual sex then? Because we're over here like this and this and
for
that.
For the women.
For the women who want to have casual sex, what are the benefits?
I mean, for women that don't mind and they aren't looking for anything serious as well, because they're either like, you know, just got out of a situation and they just want to have fun. I mean, the benefits are you're getting fucked correctly, hopefully.
Hopefully.
You're satisfied. You're getting your orgasms. You don't have, you know, some women don't like it. You don't have a man like down your back, like, oh, what are you doing? Where are you at? Like, you just know what it is. Call it a day. So I think for them, there's a benefit. But other than that, if you're not built for that, I don't really feel like there's a benefit. Again, okay, yeah, let's say you getting, you know, your shit beat up right. If you consider that a benefit, I guess. But for me, it's like, if nothing else comes with it, it's not a benefit for me. So
right.
I think that's it. As far as guys, like, I think they benefit all the damn time. Like, I just feel
right.
Like, you know, some guys, I guess it's like, okay, they come over or they go over whatever the case is, they fuck, and then you don't have a chick asking you like, so what are we gonna do? Like, let's talk about our feelings. Guys don't really care to talk about that stuff, especially if they don't like you. So they get a benefit.
But do you know what the craziest thing is? A guy will go ahead and sleep with you if he don't really like you like that. Get in the bed and text the girl he really feeling. Like, hey, Ma, what's good with you? How's your day going? Like, putting in effort and energy. That, to me...
Girl! And meanwhile, you just gave him the box. So
I gave him the box. And she's in bed, legs closed.
Oh. Yeah, see? This is the type of stuff I deal with. Because my feelings will be hurt automatically.
Automatically. You telling me that I was singing on the microphone and bouncing her out like a polo stick? And I don't even get a good morning hun text, but the chick who was in her bed, sleep at night, minding her business, is getting, hey hun, how are you? Yeah, what you doing this weekend? Yeah, I'm thinking about, you know, taking us here, going, listen, ladies.
And then the only person you can blame is because the first thing he gonna say is, well, I told you I didn't want nothing serious with you. Bitch, the with you was silent if he didn't say with you, okay? Like, if you didn't hear it, it was silent, okay? Because it's just not what you
want. It was hella silent, but it was hella loud as well.
That's true.
It was hella loud.
At the same time. What do they say, the same, it's a kind of equivalent when people say like, oh, no response is a response. It's like,
yeah,
if you being silent is, he's not saying it either, so.
Yeah. He's saying it hella loud. We're choosing not to hear it. We're choosing not to read between the lines. It's so funny because we could read between the lines when it comes to some other stuff.
Anything other than a nigga telling us straight up and
what? I should be here like, yo.
I know. So it's to the point, like, honestly, now, this year, for real, I'm not saying I have never taken accountability before in circumstances as far as like shitty guys and stuff like that. Like, this was like the legit first year where I literally sat down and talked to myself and was like, bitch, how many times did you hear certain things? You play back conversations, you're like, he basically said it, but you ignored it. Like, or he said this and decided to hear that. Not what he said, but what you wanted to hear. So it was the first year, it's been the first year where I'm literally like working on taking accountability, because I literally allowed myself to like overlook things I shouldn't have. And yes, some of these dudes is trifling, but you cannot let a man do anything. I mean, a man only does what you allow him to.
So allow him to do.
I'm gonna cut him off if that was the case. So ladies, we gotta hear exactly what they're saying, not what we want to be said. So if he says he's not looking for a relationship, you think you're gonna put it on him, you're gonna try to coerce him, and then you'd be salty when you do all that work and he says, I still don't want a relationship, you're gonna be salty.
Like, facts. Do you know what? I'm so grateful that you said taking accountability, because having that honest truth conversation with yourself, that is difficult, because a lot of times is we like to blame other people for the situations that we find ourselves in, right? It's not us, it's them. They didn't tell me this, they didn't do this, and it's like, no, they did, but we excuse bad behavior, or we decided that we were built for something that we knew that we weren't.
Girl, who you telling? Okay.
Hello. Because listen, this, let me tell you what this pandemic has caused, because I know how you said that you had some self-revelation and self-reflection. That's what this pandemic did for me as well, right? Because I literally had to sit here and tell myself, like, Jennifer, I mean, I was out in the streets, but I was in a situation where I was like, Jennifer, let's be honest here.
Yep.
What is going on? And how did you get here? How did you get to this point? And it was then where I had to say, mirror to the wall, look back at me. And it's not him, it's not this, it's not this situation. It's why am I choosing this way? Right. Why am I responding this way? Why do I always seem to find myself in predicaments that don't benefit me?
Right. Like you said, I think the main thing for me is something that you stated, and that is convincing yourself you're built for something you're not. Why am I playing myself? Why?
Right.
Why? Meanwhile, I'm getting no benefit from it, because I feel like I'm lowering my standards to
for what
that doesn't serve me. What am I doing?
Exactly. And I said, self-sabotage is real. It is real. And I just said, Jennifer, you want this, but you're not seeking this. Or you're seeking it, but you're stopping here.
Right.
Thinking that I'll take this here and elevate it to this.
Right.
When you should be seeking the elevation and
not
trying to work it up. And once that made sense, I said, oh no, baby, I'm doing this all wrong. I am doing this all wrong. I am doing this all wrong. And when I had that heartfelt, and I'm telling you, like, that shit hit me in my chest.
In my chest.
When 2 + 2 = 4, I was like, wow, I played myself. And I said, and I had an active role in playing myself. And the disappointment that I felt, I was like, damn. But the joy and the excitement, because I was like, baby. Baby, now I know.
Right. Try me now.
I was like, my walk is different, my attitude is different, my vibe is different. I was like, oh baby, you think you come? No, I'm good, love. Right. Like, I'm good, thank you. And I like the energy and the confidence.
Yes.
That you have in yourself to choose better. Because I think sometimes as women, we don't trust ourselves enough to say, this person is giving us crumbs, but steak is over here. Right. And if you're patient enough and you do the work, you will get steak. So don't settle for crumbs that you see right here, right now, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like sometimes we don't trust ourselves and believe that we deserve steak.
Yeah. It's, or like, you don't want to wait for the steak.
Or you don't want to wait. Yeah. So you shortchange yourself. And I said, you know what? I said, every time you shortchange yourself, you hurt you.
Right.
And you delay the process of getting what you really want. And when I said that, I said, baby, ooh, nobody can step to me no more. I said, listen, I don't want crumbs, okay? I don't want crumbs. I want steak. I want surf and turf. I want it. I want it all. I want the creme de la creme. Listen, okay? And I am not going to lower the standard for nobody, not even myself. So I said, yeah, I mean, there's nights when you're lonely and you want to be cuddled up and you want affection and you know, you want that intimacy from somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain times when you want that. But at the same time, like, it's just not possible. Right. Do you see what I'm saying? And if you decide that that is, you are going to cut yourself short to have something casual, for that, not even a permanent situation, a temporary right. situation. You are going to be constantly in temporary situations.
You're right.
And then you're gonna, and your heart is going to harden.
Especially if you're not built for it.
Especially okay? if you're not built for it. Cause then you're gonna be like, oh, niggas ain't shit. And da da da. But what are you, hun? What does that make you?
You should have just, you know what I'm saying, stuck to what you knew you could or could not deal with. And at some point, like I said, you gotta take accountability. Some niggas still ain't shit though, but
Facts.
You could have been ain't shit with somebody else and not with you if you had stuck to your standards. But you know, you live and you learn.
Listen, you know what? Listen, that, ladies and gentlemen, there has been so many episodes that I've heard and listened to where everyone's saying, yeah, I'm built for this. And listen, for all of y'all that are out there who can do that, kudos to y'all, okay? But for y'all who are in these streets and playing these dangerous games and you are not built for it, please, please do yourself a favor and sit your ass down in the house. Like, sit down in the house. Like, listen, it's not every night you need it's not every night you need your back blown out. Listen, okay? It's not. And if you get your back blown out by someone who don't care for you, yo, that level of hurt
right
is on another level. Because I want to make sure that the person who's blowing my back out is also saying, baby, you know what? I got you. I love you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Showing okay. that they care for you at least, not just hitting you up to say I'm coming through. Like, damn, I might have had a shitty day today, but you don't give a fuck because we casually fucking. Like,
right. No. Right. Don't even ask how's your day. You just gonna right. be when you coming through. Excuse me. Hello. Right. Good afternoon. Good evening. Right. Did you eat? Are you okay?
Right.
Are your bills paid? Are you stressed? How's your mental health?
I'm not built for that.
No. And on that note, guys, thank you so much for listening and staying tuned. Rosie, where can the people find you?
All right. Y'all can definitely find my podcast, The Rosie Perspective, on all major streaming platforms. You know, Apple, Spotify, Anchor, whatever, Apple, Google, all of them. And then if you want to find me on Instagram, if you find me on Instagram, you find me everywhere. It's at @the_Rosie, R-O-S-E-Y, _perspective. And that's it and that's all.
Hey, thank you guys so much for listening.
Jennifer, oh my
god, of course. I'm so happy that we were able to finally have this conversation, and I'm glad that my listeners get to hear from you. And as always, guys, definitely check her out, follow her on Instagram, and her podcast is super dope, y'all. Like, let me tell you, like, if you want to hear real conversation, no shit, no bullshit, just straight talk, listen, go ahead, go on Apple, go on Spotify, go wherever you listen to your streaming content, and listen to my girl Rosie's perspective, okay? Yay. All right, y'all. Have a good one and take care. Bye.